U.S. and Mexican officials continue negotiating today ahead of the deadline for imposing tariffs on Mexican goods. The United States is pushing Mexico to find a way to stem the flow of Central American migrants across the U.S. southern border. U.S. President Donald Trump is threatening to impose a 5% tariff on imported goods from Mexico next week if no agreement is reached. The vice president's chief of staff, Mark Short, says the Trump administration will start the process necessary for raising tariffs today.
There is the ability, if negotiations continue to go well, that the president can turn that off at some point over the weekend. But there has a requirement that if they're going to affect Monday, it has to be noticed today. So you should anticipate that happening today.
Mexican President Andres Manuel López Obrador is expressing optimism a deal will be reached. Theresa May has officially stepped down as the leader of the Conservative Party, but will remain as British Prime Minister until her successor is chosen, having failed to get a Brexit deal passed. AP's Charles de Ledesma has this profile.
Instead, Theresa May steps down as leader of a party in turmoil and a country in limbo, half in, half out of the EU. May will be remembered as the latest in a long line of Conservative leaders destroyed by the party's divisions over Europe, and as a Prime Minister who failed in her primary mission to leave the EU. But history could also see her as a leader who faced hard odds with stubborn determination. Before her period as PM, May had served for 6 years as Home Secretary, responsible for borders, immigration and law and order, soon to establish a reputation for solid competence and a knack for vanquishing flashier rivals. Charles de Ledesma, London.
Ethiopia's Prime Minister is in Sudan to mediate talks between the ruling military council and leaders of the pro-democracy protest movement. This is VOA News. The United Arab Emirates, Saudi Arabia, and Norway say a preliminary investigation into a coordinated attack on four of their oil tankers last month was likely carried out by a state actor. Reuters' Anna Bevin has more.
The UAE told the UN Security Council Thursday the attacks bore the hallmarks of a, quote, sophisticated and coordinated operation, most likely by a state actor. But the country stopped short of saying who. The United States has accused Iran of being directly responsible, something Iran denies. The May 12th attacks targeted two Saudi tankers, an Emirati vessel and a Norwegian tanker, causing no casualties but fueling tensions in the region. Last month, U.S. President Donald Trump deployed 1,500 more troops as well as bombers and missiles to the Middle East, following concerns of a potential attack by Iran on U.S. interests.
That's Reuters' Anna Bevin reporting. A Russian warship and a U.S.-guided missile cruiser have come close to colliding in the East China Sea, with each side blaming the other for the incident. Russia's Pacific Fleet says the U.S. ship crossed just 50 meters in front of their destroyer, forcing it to perform emergency maneuvers. But U.S. forces are blaming the Russians, claiming the Russian ship acted in an unsafe and unprofessional manner. The latest shot fired in the trade war between the U.S. and China may hit your cell phone. AP's Rita Foley reports.
The U.S. says it worries that China could use Huawei's products for spying, so it's effectively barred American companies from selling their technology to Huawei. Now Facebook says it stopped letting its apps come pre-installed on smartphones sold by Huawei. If you own a Huawei phone that has Facebook apps on it already, you can continue to use them and download updates. But what we don't know yet is if you buy a new Huawei phone, will you be able to install Facebook apps on it on your own? I'm Rita Foley.
The U.S. government's new jobs report shows employers pulled back on hiring last month. AP's Matt Small reports.
U.S. employers added just 75,000 jobs in May, and while the unemployment rate remains at a near 50-year low of 3.6%, Gus Fauché, the chief economist at PNC Financial Services Group, calls that disappointing.
Not only did we see weak job growth in May, but we also saw a downward revision to job growth in both March and April. So this was a soft report.
He says the sluggishness is an indication of a confidence problem.
That being said, that means if these issues with the trade get resolved pretty quickly, that we could see job growth bounce back rapidly.
Matt Small, Washington.
And U.S. stocks are up sharply in afternoon trading. From Washington, I'm Jim Bertel, VOA News.
R&B, pop, hip-hop, all the hits and more on VOA 1.